Hello and welcome to the Rooted in the Really Real podcast. Get ready to go on a journey of knowledge, growth, healing, and prayer rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now let's dive in.
My brothers and sisters, we celebrate today the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ to Mary by the angel Gabriel. In this Annunciation, the angel promises that the Holy Spirit will overshadow Mary, and within her womb, she will give life to the Son of God, who is truly God and truly man. What is so beautiful about this is that in a very unique and similar way, when each one of us is baptized, we are invited in many ways to carry within us a very similar gift. The very gift of the presence of God. And this is truly a beautiful gift because within each one of us is God's presence, and we, like Mary, have been given this gift of carrying in the most intimate of ways God's presence within us. Now, this is truly important, especially for those people who have never been able to conceive children or people who have never been able to have children, is to remember that in a very unique way, you are allowed in some similar way like Mary to carry within you the very presence of the divine, and that you have one who the Lord has entrusted to your care because of your baptism. And the true desire of every woman's heart, right, is to be a mother. And so if you have friends or you have family members or those who have struggled to conceive, it's always important to remind them, right, that they already carry within them this very gift of life. They carry within them the very gift of the Most Holy Trinity. In a very special way, they carry within them Jesus. And they're allowed in this unique way to participate with Our Lady in this very gift. And it brings, for me, it brings much hope, right, to those women who struggle, right, because it is truly a great tragedy when a woman is unable to conceive and bear children. And so it's so important for us just to remember that in such a special way, by the gift of our faith, that each of us carries within us this person of Jesus. And we are able then to commune with him and to grow in with him, and to receive just evermore those signs of life present within us. And then our response to this, right, is to live in a way in which that joy is made manifest to the world. Right, we talk about that glow that women have when they're pregnant, right, and how there is like this sense that they approach the world differently, that they look at it differently. Right. Well, within us is the presence of Jesus, and we are invited to allow that presence to radiate out from us to the world around us, to let the world experience the glow of the gift of the Spirit's being, of the Spirit within us. And just how beautiful it is that we are given this grace and this privilege of being heirs of a kingdom, of being able to carry within us this divine presence. Because God our Father desires to make us like himself, desires to make us so that we can inherit the gift of heaven. And what is so beautiful, though, is right that this gift, this presence of God grows within us the more that we're able to do whatever it is that the Father is asking of us in each moment. And so that requires of us that time just to be still, that time to pray. And I know on pilgrimage, sometimes we wish we'd have more time to be still. And at times for others, it's like, Father, we've had enough time to be still. Can we get moving again? Right? And so it's one of those things, though, that each of us has to be honest with ourselves about where we are and what we need. But ultimately, little by little by little, there is this invitation from God to notice just the little movements and the subtleties and to allow that awareness to change us. To allow the presence of God to make us different so that we can be more attentive and more aware of how the Lord is moving in our lives, of how the Lord is inviting us to respond to him, such that our hearts would echo the same response of Mary, which it is, may it be done to me according to your word. So if I'm suffering, Lord, like may this be done in accordance with your word, whatever that would look like. If I'm filled with joy and happiness, may I live that out in accordance with your word, whatever that looks like. If it is a time of sickness and sorrow, right, may it be done according to your word, whatever that's going to look like. Right? And who is the word but Jesus? It's the word of God spoken through the angel, right, who is the person really of Jesus. And it's to receive this gift and to respond to this gift and to be free in this gift of saying yes. And so we ask in a very special way for Our Lady's intercession, for our mother's intercession, that she would teach us how to say yes to God, to how to say yes not in this one moment, but in every moment, because she makes one yes today. This is the only yes Mary ever makes, and every other yes that she makes is in response to this yes. In a way, when we were baptized, our parents made that yes on our behalf. And we are reminded each Easter season, and we're asked each Easter season, to renew that yes, that we would say yes to God's will and God's plan, not to our own. And that's never easy, right? Because the world keeps throwing stuff at us that makes it hard for us necessarily to say yes to Him. But let us pray for that grace to say yes. Let us pray for the grace to be like our mother, to give the Spirit the permission to do with us what He wills, so that the person of Jesus who abides within us in the gift of our baptism, the persons of the Trinity who are there, would have ever greater freedom to reign in our hearts, and that would shepherd us and guide us, so that we can celebrate on that glorious day when each one of us enters into heaven.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. You can also follow our Facebook page, Rooted in the Really Real Podcast, and Ashley Poltorek on Instagram for episode information and more. God bless.